Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I just didn't think that's you started knowing you're going to come out of a game, to keep a streak alive, maybe. That's not what it's about, it's not a preseason game where you're going to play start to the half, what's the next week, a quarter, a series. That's not fair. It's not fair to me, not fair to Gino. That's not how you play. You play to win. When you're named starting quarterback, you think it's your job to go win the football game. You know you're just going to play a little bit. I didn't feel that was the right way to play.
Agree with Eli Manning there, doing the right thing not only for himself but for his teammate. And the fact that Ben McAdoo can't see or recognize that that's not how it's done is comical to me. Welcome back, Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Phone lines open, 800-636-1067. Your thoughts on the Giants unceremoniously benching two-time champion Eli Manning, kind of out of nowhere yesterday. Benching him is not, to me, the biggest problem. Benching him for Geno Smith,
correct,
is the big problem, and how they kind of went about it. I think this could have been handled in a way where the last couple weeks, Davis Webb gets his chance to start, and Eli's on board and comes very publicly with you to the podium with Ben McAdoo and says, hey, we need to see what Davis Webb is. There's a good chance I'm not going to be here next year, and we're turning the page. They chose not to do it that way. This, by the way, is why players, every time they hold out, every time they leave in free agency, every time you get angry and you burn a jersey, you're doing it wrong. They should not show any more loyalty to these teams than the teams show to them. So next time you burn a jersey because someone left, or the next time you're screaming at Bryce Harper because he wants $500 million, or he's sitting at a Las Vegas Knights game with Chris Bryant, remember that the Nationals will kick him to the curb the second it makes business sense for them to do so. Time and time again, we see it in sports. Ephraim's in D.C. What's up, Ephraim?
Hey, dude.
Hey, how you doing? I love your show.
Thank you, bud.
I love you guys. I love you guys. So I'm going to make this real quick. You took the words right out of my mouth, sir. When contract time comes up and all these holdouts, do not say, oh, you got to do it for the team. Screw that. Because look what that man won you two championships. Two. Against Tom Brady. Hey, you guys weren't going to make the playoffs. You're supposed to just let this ride. You couldn't even do that. Why should he be loyal?
You're asking a good question. Ed in Arlington, what's up?
Edward.
Hey, Gary and Donnie. Love your show.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Ellen.
Anyway, I think the reason that Geno Smith is starting is because Webb's just – I mean, he's been on the practice squad, so he needs a little bit more seasoning before they put him out there. As a longtime Giants fan, I go back to Fran Tarkenton. They should have handled it the way the Celtics handled trading Isaiah Thomas. Should have came out and praised Eli to the hilt, the greatest Giant quarterback of all time, won us two Super Bowls, two Super Bowl MVPs. But the draft coming up, they got to know whether they got something in Webb or whether, like,
100%.
That was another Jerry Reese wasted pick.
Agreed, but here's my question. Do two games with no receivers around him, which is what they have right now, and a terrible offensive line and a pedestrian running game really let you know if you have anything in Davis Webb?
That's a good counterpoint.
The Redskins don't know if they have anything in Kirk Cousins, according to an NFL Network report by Ian Rappaport, who's going to join the show at 1. He's made almost 50 starts. He's thrown almost 2,000 passes. And they aren't sure. So you think in two games and eight quarters with a terrible team in December football, which is tough to evaluate anyway, they're going to know what Davis Webb is? Anthony in Woodbridge, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
As a Giants fan, I'm nervous because the bigger picture behind this is the way how it was handled. I get the Manning benching, but for Gino, whatever, I'd rather go with Webb. But the thing they have to worry about is if you keep this management there, you think Odell's going to want to sign back with this team? Because he's going to see this too. He's going to realize this is not where I want to be.
That's a good point. Odell Beckham Jr.'s contract is coming up. I actually think Eli Manning will be their starter next September and Ben McAdoo's gone. I really believe, yeah.
So you think him and Reese get blown out, or do you think just one of them?
I think Reese probably gets blown out as well. Even if Reese is there, what I think is going to happen is Eli starts and they draft a quarterback in the first or the second round. Maybe they draft one with their first round pick in the top five, and then that guy is behind Eli, and at some point they pass the torch next year. Tom and Manassas, go ahead.
Hey, Bob. Hey, I'm with you, Danny. I love it. I'm elating in the dysfunction up there, at least for a day. It's not on us down here in D.C.
Love it.
Yeah. And Grant, you just touched on my question. Is Eli going to be there next year? I mean, I think I agree with you, and they'll draft somebody and leave Eli out there, but he's still productive. You look at Eli's stats these last few years, like, he's a good quarterback.
Yeah, he's fine. I think his best days are behind him. I think they have a good offense. 2 years ago when he was putting up huge numbers, their offense is now terrible, and he has no help.
He's got no help right now.
I think Eli Manning on a competitive team with a decent offensive line and a couple receivers would absolutely, to your point, be a fine, good starting quarterback for a playoff team.
I don't think he's just for the record, I don't think he's terrible. But
if they're bottoming out like it looks like they are, and they're starting over with a new head coach, it is the time to end this now and say, okay, Eli, go somewhere else. We're going to use a kid quarterback with whoever our first-year coach is next year.
The salary cap number keeps going up for him. And if he's not your long-term answer for a team that clearly bottomed out, I think they thought, like I did, they were going to compete this year. It was the Odell Beckham show, this defense that went from one of the worst in the sport to a top-five unit last year with all their pieces. Landon Collins emerging as one of the best players in the sport. Snacks Harrison on the inside. They've got cornerbacks. That defense should be excellent, right? They thought they were going to compete. You now have to do a teardown. You've got to tear down and rebuild it. Moving on from who will be a 37-year-old quarterback that is 2 years removed from an excellent season is now pedestrian. He's right around 60% completion percentage, not really doing a whole lot of things that are dynamic in the passing game. It's basically get it to Odell Beckham and get out of the way. It's perfectly fine to move on. The way it's handled so unceremoniously and bumbling and stupid and nonsensical, it's an insulated decision by people that aren't qualified to do the job.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Great phone calls on this. You can keep the conversation going right now on Twitter. I'm at Grant H. Paulson.
At Funny Danny.
Will Montgomery, fresh out of the dentist, by the way, which is weird because it's not 2:30, will join the show next. Want him to tell you the story he told me this weekend about what Alfred Morris got the offensive line as a present when he rushed for 1,600 yards as a rookie. You're listening to The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.